are listening to WRBH, Reading Radio for the Blind. This is the Public Affairs Show. I'm Carl Arredondo, former chief meteorologist of Channel 4. I am visually impaired. I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I walk with a white cane. On today's episode of the Public Affairs Show, I'm talking to a rock star in the visually impaired world. He's someone that I've known for a few years. I got to work side by side with him, and he is a big advocate for the visually impaired. And we have a pretty cool and fun thing that David has started and we're going to talk about. With me today is David Green, and he's the founder of the Tandem Bike Ride. And we're going to get more into that in just a little bit. But David, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
All right, David, before we go on, I'd like our listeners to know a little bit about our guests. So tell everyone who you are, where you're from, what school, you know, any family information, anything you want people to know about David Green.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I'm a native New Orlean. I'm 64 years old. I attended St. Peter Claver Academy. And from there, I graduated from John McDonough Senior High in 1978. Woo-hoo! And I'm one of seven siblings. That's now six. My older brother passed away 2 years ago. And I'm also the middle child. I do have retinitis pigmentosa. That is a hereditary disease that is characterized by black pigmentation and a gradual degeneration of the retina. And I mention that because I also have a sister who is blind, and she's really a good support system for me, and we offer each other. I'm working now at Lighthouse Louisiana. I've been there for 20 years, and I'm currently married to my wonderful wife, Almeta, and I have two kids. I have a son that's 20, and I have a daughter that's 40. Big age difference. And right now I'm working, having a good time, and just doing a lot of fun things. Some of my hobbies are bike riding. I like going out to, I like music, live music mainly. And I like attending festivals and meeting people and just networking.
Now, what age? What age was it where you started losing your vision?
Well, it was a gradual process. It gradually came on, but I was first diagnosed with RP in my early twenties. About the effects, the side effects, the first side effects of RP. Is night blindness. So I started experiencing night blindness, you know, in the 20s and 30s. But I still had, you know, significant amount of sight to do everything I wanted to do. It's just like when nighttime came, I was kind of like, you know, had that almost like the Cinderella effect, you know, had to be in by a certain time or things could change. And I was in my 40s when I lost a big chunk of my sight. I was living in Atlanta. I was a DJ for over 27 years. And at that time, I was still active DJing. And one morning, I woke up and thought it was a bad idea, but turned out to be that I had lost a big portion of my sight. That was the most devastating part of losing my sight. And, I had to make some serious adjustments. I was kind of not knowing what I was going to do and how I was going to do things. And it was a challenge.
How was it mentally for you? Were you able to, you know, get past? I know a lot of times people that suffer vision loss go through stages of grief, depression, isolation. How did you handle this mentally, and did you have that support system around you to help?
Well, at that time, you know, I was married, and my second wife, you know, she knew of my disease, and you know, there everybody, you know, kind of pitched in and kind of helped and, you know, walked me through it. I still had my own personal challenges and issues that I had to get through on my own, you know, as far as, you know, being independent and still just keeping my my responsibilities, you know, as an active and productive man. And then after, you know, a couple of years, you know, my sister, Tammy, she was diagnosed with the disease also. So she automatically became my support system, and we were a support system for each other. That would really help me make it through it. So, you know, when days I thought, you know, days when things were going on that I couldn't participate because of my sight, you know, she was always there, and I could always call her, and, you know, we would laugh and just, you know, just cheer each other up. And then, you know, we started to share tips and techniques on how to make our life easier, you know, to be more independent. So, yeah, so that really helped me. But, you know, I went through the adversity part of losing my sight. It's not easy for anyone.
Now, since I've known you, David, you've been a big advocate. That was something that I really admired and was impressed by. Talk about what kind of work you do, what you do to advocate for vision impairment.
Well, you know, working at Lighthouse, you know, once I started working at Lighthouse 20 years ago, you know, like my life started changing. You know, when I walked through those doors, my life actually took on a new meaning. And I was, you know, starting to feel confidence. I had self-confidence. There was training and opportunities available to me. I took advantage of those opportunities and a lot of the training. And from that point, I decided, well, you know, for someone who's losing their sight, I would like to contribute to help them to get, you know, in the place that I am. So, you know, one of our president of the company took interest in me and I guess whatever I was doing and asked me if I wanted to be involved, part of an advocate program that was sponsored by the National Industry for the Blind. And I accepted and went through the training. And once I got the skills that I needed to become a more successful and aggressive advocate, then I started, you know, with my advocate mission. And from that point, you know, there was issues that surrounded the industry for the blind, people who work, and we would advocate for issues like WIOA, you know, Workforce Innovative Opportunity Act, where, you know, we will make sure that organizations and companies that hire people who are blind offer, you know, opportunities for, you know, for upward mobility, you know, for training and, you know, education, and to make sure that the places we work is competitive and integrated, not having us placed in a, you know, a recreational type setting. So, and then, you know, we also advocate for accessible pedestrian signals to help people who are blind when they travel and people who are deaf as well to, you know, get where they need to get in their travels, you know, successfully. And I'm also, you know, I advocate, and I self-advocate, and then also, you know, I advocate, you know, for other organizations as well. I am an activity planner for the National Federation of the Blind, and, you know, we put together, you know, activities and, you know, just organize and coordinate them well. You know, we all have rides are coordinated together. And, you know, we just have a good time. You know, I go out and talk to the proprietor and, you know, give him some tips on how to accommodate people who are blind. So the, you know, the push for change, it never stops. And, you know, I enjoy doing it.
And you do it so well because I've seen you in action and you are quite impressive. That's why I do call you a rock star. So leading into the rock star thing, you were recently featured on Good Morning America for this program that we want to talk about, your tandem bike ride program. Let's get into that right now. How did that begin and how does it work? Talk about that. Tell our listeners that are vision impaired that there's something that you can do and those that are sighted that you can also help with this program.
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, well, more than 10 years ago, like 13 years ago, I was introduced to a tandem bike by a friend of mine who's an orientation and mobility instructor. And I didn't know, you know, after losing my sight, you know, I just thought my bike riding days were over. So when she asked me about a tandem bike, I was like, tandem bike? So she told me what a tandem bike was. And for all those who don't know what a tandem bike is, it's a bike with seats and pedals for two people. The person in the front who rides in the front is called a pilot. And what a pilot does is he does all the steering, braking, shifting, and navigating the bike. The person who rides right behind him is called a stoker. Now, a stoker was the person who shoveled coal into the fires on the old locomotive train. So that person's job was only to fuel the train. So on the tandem bike, the person who rides behind the pilot, job is actually only to fuel the bike. So, I mean, little did I know at the time, you know, that was the perfect fit for a person who was blind. And after that, I rode, you know, and I enjoyed riding, and I finally purchased my first tandem bike. Met a friend of mine. We started riding. He was a bike enthusiast, and we rode 2 years for about 4 to 5 days a week for 2 years. And one day, we rode 66 miles on a tandem bike. That was a tandem bike riding milestone for me. And from that point, I knew I wanted to share that with other people who were blind. So, keeping the wheels turning, purchased another tandem bike, took somebody else who was blind out riding. They enjoyed it. You know, it was the experience was mind-blowing for them. And all they wanted to do was continue to ride. So that really gave me the incentive to move forward with the tandem bike mission. So I started getting involved in the bike community. I had a few bikes donated to me. I purchased another bike. And I just, you know, kept collecting bikes until I collected 8 tandem bikes. So at that point, I was able to bring 8 people who are blind out riding. And prior to that, from the 3 years I did tandem, I rode tandem, I learned the ins and outs about the tandem bike and to keep and to make it, you know, a safe and enjoyable ride. And I'm going to give you a quick history on the tandem bike. You know, the tandem bike is known as the divorce bike. And because a lot of people, couples especially, they'll see, you know, you and I, or me and someone else riding a tandem bike, and it's like, oh, you know, it's like, honey, you know, that looks fun. That's get one. You know, we can go all over the place. We can be together. And they purchase one, but they don't know the techniques and a lot of the information they need to make that a successful activity or ride. And so they start arguing, oh, you stopped too fast. Oh, you came too close to the car. You're not pedaling, and, you know, and it starts a you know, confusion. So two things going to happen. Either they're going to divorce the bike or they're going to divorce each other. and most time the bike goes. And so I have that, I obtained that information to make this a real happy and enjoyable ride. I have routes planned along the ride. It starts from 6 miles to 15 miles. And we actually have a few of the guys who has a little more biking stamina. We ride like 21 miles. But the basic ride is 6 miles. We have a city park ride in New Orleans. We have a French Quarter route. We have an uptown route. And then we also have a route that goes out towards St. Bernard Parish. Along these routes, we make a stop for lunch. That is one of the things that most of the riders enjoy, going to places that they loved ones may not get a chance to bring them, or they may not be able to get on their own. So, you know, I'll take some suggestions on places that they may want to go for lunch, and we go to those places, and they really, really enjoy it. And it's a platform where, you know, the people who are blind could share their stories with the pilots, and pilots share their stories, and it's just, a wonderful and beautiful experience. And I even plan some activities on the route. We may visit the sculptured garden. I'm in communication with one of the tour guides at the museum, and you know, we'll go over there and pick a few sculptures that I think have a lot of information, tactile information, and I'll bring it to her, and we'll go there, and she'll give us the history and all the information about that particular sculpture. And we attend the outdoor gyms along the Lafitte Greenway and City Park. Let some of the people who are blind, you know, just go out and experience what it's like, and you know, what the city has to offer for people who live here. And a lot of people don't know about that. And it supports, you know, health and wellness, and you know, just let them know that there are options if they decide they want to do something different.
You're so right, David, because a lot of people that are visually impaired, blind, low vision, they don't know what's out there. They just feel like they have to stay home because they're fearful or feel like they can't do something like that. The meat and potatoes of this tandem bike ride, you have every second Saturday of the month. So the next one's coming up this Saturday on April 13th. Give the details on times that you have these rides and your contact information. If somebody wants to be a stoker or a pilot, I know you definitely need pilot volunteers, but if somebody wants to go and be a stoker, give that information, your contact information, more on the dates of when and where, you know, they can reach you.
Okay, yeah. We start at a location in Mid-City. We ask everyone to be there for 9 o'clock a.m., and what we'll do at 9, I'll have, you know, some few little snacks to get people going in the morning, protein bars, water, Powerade, and fruits. And from there, we will start getting the bikes out. You know, everybody contributes to prepping for the ride. I will match the stoker up with a pilot according to weight, size, and, height. All that matters, you know, when it comes to tandem bike riding. And from there, we'll get all that together, and I'll give a one-on-one pitch on how to have a safe and enjoyable tandem bike ride, and also give tips on how to be a sighted guide, because once you onboard the bike, the pilot will become a sighted guide. So they'll, like, you know, be a pair of people up, and, you know, they'll be together throughout the duration of the ride. I'll give tips on how to be a sighted guide. And from there, we'll board the bike and you know, the launch takes place there. I have a email, which is NOLABlindTandemCyclers@gmail.com. And on that email, there's a QR code. And you click onto the QR code, and it will give you options. It's actually a Google form. So it will give you options on your interest of participation. If you want to be a pilot, you would click on to that. If you want to be a stoker, you would click on that. If you want to donate a bike, or if you want to, you just ride with the group, there's options for whatever you would like to do with the ride. We'll get back. Normally we return from the ride at 1:30. So anybody who wants to make their ride, all the people who are blind that uses paratransit, they can schedule their ride. And a lot of times we'll sit down after the ride and, you know, talk about the ride and, you know, and just kind of laugh and talk about the upcoming rides. So, yeah, so it's every second Saturday, and fortunately, I haven't had to cancel too many rides. We've always managed to have good weather, and I can tell a lot of people, if it's cloudy, look like the sky is about to open, if it's not raining when we get ready to leave, normally we will leave. I have, you know, I've traveled with ponchos just in case, but normally when, you know, it's cloudy where we are, time we start riding, get out the area, a lot of times we had rode into, you know, clear to partly cloudy skies. So, yeah.
So the one for this Saturday, April 13th, you're pretty much booked up with your pilots. You've got everybody set up. And if so, people can still go to that email and maybe sign up for a future one to be a pilot or a stoker and give that email again.
Okay, the email is NOLABlindTandemCyclers, and that's @gmail.com. And, you know, for a few people that know me, like yourself, you know, you can always share my cell phone number with people you meet. I really like, you know, people who participated on the ride, the pilots and stuff. I'll let them share my cell phone number with somebody that they know to be a pilot. And most of the times, like I said, pilots, once they come and participate on the ride, they really have a great time, and they always coming back. And, you know, and I'm constantly reaching out to people who are blind to come and, you know, check out this ride. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And it's not just for people who are blind, because people who are sighted, they bring their own bike and they ride with the group. And like I said, it's an early ride, so it don't consume your whole day.
And I've also shared this with a lot of my CrossFit friends, because what better way to get exercise from a CrossFit athlete but to help ride a bike and give back and enjoy an experience and giving some experience to someone else that doesn't normally ride a bike or can ride a bike because they're visually impaired. What has been some of the feedback from some first-time tandem bike stokers?
They enjoy it. They really enjoy it. Some of them haven't rode a bike in a while. I mean, it's a little challenging for them physically, but they make it through. Everybody makes it through the ride, because it depends who rides. If you're a first-time rider, definitely not going to put you on a longer route. And then we make stops along the route. It's not pressing where we can't make a stop. And I'll make stops anyway. We could do water breaks. We stop and just kind of stretch and then we proceed with the route. But they love it. They want to come back. And if they like bike riding, they're like, well, can I ride next month before the ride is even over? They want to know, can they come back? But, you know, if I have new people come on, that's interested in coming on, I'll always, you know, I'll make room for them to be able to ride.
And I know,
and since the
I was going to say, and I know I promised you a while back that I was going to go on one of these rides as a stoker. So I still will keep that promise at some point. I do want to experience this. I have, you know, a very small central vision, so I can still enjoy the ride with some vision. But I definitely want to go out and experience it with you, because I know this is an awesome adventure that you take people on and introduce this to the sighted world, too, that they can come and help and give back to people that are visually impaired. David, I think that's awesome. And I just want to recap David Green, the Tandem Bike Ride. It's every second Saturday of the month, usually from 9 a.m. till about 1:30. If you want to see some of this, you can Google Good Morning America, David Green, Tandem Bike Ride, and you can see the story that he was featured on recently on Good Morning America. And it was a good piece, and it shows what goes on and how it happens. And you can kind of see that if you're visually impaired, you get somebody to Google it for you, and you can also listen to it, because David does a lot of great work in the community. And David, I've known him for a while, and he's an awesome rock star. David, I want to thank you again for joining us today. We're going to spread this word. This Saturday, April 13th, you have one every second Saturday of the month. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Carl. And we'll connect sometime soon.
Absolutely. I know we'll get in touch. If not with the ride, we'll have lunch or something together, David.
Yeah. And I want to add one more thing before I go.
Sure.
Bob 8 did a story last year, and it's still online. So if anyone wants to see how that story went, and they'll get a little more information about the ride itself on that particular story. And you can go to Fox 8, it's Fine Man Who Takes People Who Are Blind Out on a Sensory Ride.
Oh, cool.
But you can Google it and you know, put it in, type it in however you want, but it should come up. And that's on Fox 8.
Awesome. David, thank you.
Check that out.
Thank you again, David, for joining us. I appreciate it.
All right, Carl. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You've been listening to WRBH, Reading Radio for the Blind. This has been the Public Affairs Show. I'm Carly Redondo. Thank you for listening.